my servant, I want you this day to speak unto my people and unto the United States of America. For the day of her judgment has now come up before me, and it's time that I must move against this nation and against those within her ranks who call theirself my people. For I, the Lord, the Almighty God, have raised this nation up. It has been spoken to you time and time again, saith the Lord, from the Holy Scriptures, that righteousness is what has exalted a nation. Everyone around the world, and history itself has proven, that no other nation in the history of mankind has ever reached the plateau of height and exaltation as the United States of America. From a small beginning of people who came to seek my face, seeking for a privilege to worship me, seeking to do that which is right, pleasing in the sight of Almighty God, I begin to bless this nation. In less than 200 years, I raised you to become the pinnacle of power and might and material blessings and wealth around the world. I established within your borders the people of God, men and women of integrity and righteousness and morality. I cause your influence to reach around the world, unto the whole world marvel at your success and your prosperity. But my dear friends, I, the Lord thy God, remind you that in the same scripture verse that I have declared unto you where righteousness shall exalt a nation, I have went one step further, and I have declared that sin would be a reproach to any people. And even as your righteousness has caused you to be exalted, now your sin so outwardly committed, so unashamedly performed in the midst of thee, has caused I, the Lord thy God, to look away from thee. Even as my son hanging upon the cross bore the sins of the whole world, and I have to turn my back upon him, even so this day, saith Almighty God, I have to turn my back and my eyes away from America. I can no more look upon you. You are so sinful. You are so wicked. I have pled with you for years. I have raised up my servants. I have put within the midst of thee my prophets, and I have cried and pled with you that thou shalt turn from thy sin. Yea, thou hast heard the voice of my scripture saying, my people, humble yourself. Seek my face. Turn from your wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. I would forgive your sins and I would heal your land. But did you heed my call? Have you heeded my voice? No, you have progressed yourself to the place where you have banished my voice from all of your lifestyle. You have removed me from government. You have removed me from politics. You have removed me from your monetary system. You have removed me, I am sorry and sad and grieved to say, from your pulpits and your churches. Now you are even moving to remove my voice from out of the Holy Scriptures. And you have chosen to twist them and to wrestle them to say the thing that thou hast wanted them to say. Now listen to me, my people. Listen to me, America. For the judgment of the Lord thy God is now resting upon you. Even as the time of the coming of my Son Jesus Christ is a set time, and is fastly approaching that time that I have ordained that the end of all things shall be. Even so, the time for judgment for America is now here. Your appointed time, your time of destruction, your time of reproof, your time of being brought down is now, yea, presently being fulfilled. Your destruction is being planned. The weapons of warfare are being prepared to destroy you. They shall come from the east, from the northwest, from the southeast, from the southwest, and they shall destroy your major population centers wherein sin has been allowed to progress to such a degree that it is almost impossible to find a righteous soul within the ranks of these major cities. New York, Chicago, Detroit,
Baltimore, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia, San Francisco, Los Angeles, yay, New Orleans, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, Miami, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida. Oh, I speak against thee. Thou hast rebelled against me. You have allowed sin to become prevalent. You have taken from the minds of the children my word. You have refused to allow them to believe in my creative power. You have rebelled. Now I would reaffirm to you, saith the Lord God, I would reaffirm to you my holy word, for I have told you time and time again that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. And now I remind you of a word that I have spoken to my prophets of the old. Yea, I have said unto you, my children, that I will laugh at you when your fear comes, and I will mock you at your calamity. Thou shalt see what the might of your defense shall do in the hands of your enemies now, for they do not fear thee anymore. Yea, your immorality, your godlessness, your disrespect, your pollution of righteousness and truth and integrity has now crept around the world, and they no more fear thee. Yea, they are looking at thee with disdain. I have blessed you, and you have polluted my name. You have polluted my name not only within the borders of your country, but you have polluted it around the world until the name of God is now blasphemed among you. Oh, America, what you have done. You have brought the Almighty God down to a mere man. You have embarrassed me to the rest of the world. You used my name, and you used my power, and you used my blessing. Blessings, for it is He, the Lord thy God, who has given you power to get wealth. You have become wealthy, and you've used my power to coerce and to pollute the rest of the world, the political process of the world, the economic system of the world, the religious systems of the world. You have used the wealth that I have placed within thy hand, and you have polluted it because you have used it for your own selfish and worldly and ungodly and earthly gains. Now I am saying unto you this day that your wealth now should be turned into poverty, your blessings into curses. You have allowed within the borders of thy nation, under the guise of freedom, every sin that is so despicable that even I cannot speak to them. Oh, you have allowed the homosexuality, or you have permitted it to creep into politics, into the pulpit, into the school systems. You will not allow them to read the Bible. You will not allow them to pray, but you have banished my word and my stead from your system, and you've allowed the spirit of hell and witchcraft and demonology to creep in. And I say unto you, it is enough. I, the Almighty God, have declared it is enough. And then on top of that, you have become a very religious nation. Oh, churches on every corner, a nation of religion. And you have allowed that mother of harlots, that false religious system, mothered by the Roman Catholic Church, to cause her influence to creep into government, until even in Washington, D.C., a decision cannot even be made now until you consult with the ambassador from the Mother Church. In major cities and politics and governments, with her wealth, she has crept in until she influences now even the thought pattern and the actions of most of the people in power in this nation. And she sets herself up as a representative of God, and she practices idolatry and heathenism in bold blasphemy against I, the Lord thy God. And I have spoken judgment to you. I have said that you should come out of her, my people, but instead you have brought her in unto you, and now you are committing adultery, spiritual adultery. You are unfaithful to Almighty God. You have distorted my holiness. You have distorted my perfection. You have distorted my godliness through your religious creeds and your traditions, and you have permitted to come, and even into the Protestant ranks now. You have given yourself all sorts of name, but but the spirit of the whore is upon you. Call yourself Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, whatever you may call yourself, Nazarene, Church of God, Assembly of God, UPC. You all have your little Roman systems with your popes and your governing bodies, and you have removed my spirit from the midst of thee. And you have refused to obey my word when I have said, let there be no divisions among you. And now hear me, my people, I say unto you that I am speaking today by the voice of my prophet unto this nation, that it is enough. You are going to witness my hand of judgment upon you, America. Yea, I, the Almighty God, have spoken it. It is not a vision of a man that speaks it. It is not the discerning of a man's soul that cries it out today, but this my servant that I have raised up, I have declared to him from my mother's womb that my word shall be in his mouth. Yea, you will stone him, you will reject him, you will even eventually destroy him. Oh, but I have said unto you that it would be better that a millstone be hung around your neck than for you to offend one of my little ones. And I have raised him up that he would be willing to accept the offense, for they will come, but woe be unto them by whom the offense cometh! Hear me, saith God. I am not going to allow my little children to go on much longer to be oppressed by a nation, whether it be this one or China or Russia or Cuba or nations of the Muslim faith. I am going to bear my arm. I am the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth. I am the one who has spoken things into existence, and you have chosen to disregard me and to refuse to hearken unto me. And it shall come to pass shortly, saith God, that my vengeance and my anger and my wrath shall be poured out upon you without measure, and you will cry for rocks and mountains to hide you from my face, but you shall not hide. Now the reason I am speaking unto you by the voice of this my servant today is because I have raised him up as he has spoken to you in the past to give you your final warning. Now you have gone past the point of no return. Warnings have meant nothing to you. You are persistent in your determination to live your ungodly, sinful, lustful, passionate lives. You have said no to God. You have said no to my word. You have done despite to the Spirit of grace. You have blasphemed the Holy One of Israel. You have crucified him afresh and anew. You have spilt his blood one more time by your blatant and open sins, and I will not tolerate it no longer, saith God. So beginning in this year, saith the Lord, as the time schedule for my fulfilled prophecy is quickly being accelerated, I am going to bring the judgment of this nation. I am going to bring you down. I am going to make you as nothing. Your power as a military might, your power as a political power, your power as an economic strength shall be as nothing. I will take your enemies that I have prepared a table before you in their presence in the past. I will smash that table, and I will place you into their hands, and they shall take charge of thee. They shall move in the midst of thee. You desire to serve the God of this world? Then I shall give you that strong delusion. I shall send unto you that which you have foreordained and chosen, and I shall see that you are damned. You have chosen the way of death, and the way of death you shall go. I have set before you, as I have said in the past, the way of life and the way of death. I have pled with you, and I have called on you, and I have cried on you, choose life, but you have chosen death, even as Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden could have chosen the tree of life. They chose the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and brought damnation and sin into their lives and into the lives of all mankind. And even you, I have given you the choice to choose Christ, who was a tree of life. And you have chosen knowledge. You have chosen science. You have chosen the man-made philosophies and theologies, the knowledge of good and evil. And you have chosen death. Now death is in your land. It shall begin at the very top of your political process. It shall creep all the way down until it is completely polluted. The military strength shall deteriorate in thy very face, and you shall lose your spirit to war. It shall begin at the beginning of your religious leadership as I begin to tear it apart. Yea, you have lifted up these men on television, and you have made little gods of them unto yourself. Well, I have told you that there will be no other God before me. I have told you that I am a jealous God, and I will not give my glory to another. Have you hearkened unto me? Did you not realize that I would not allow this to go on? You have counted my long suffering as slackness. You have ignored my words of warning. Have I not declared unto you that vengeance is mine? I will repay, saith the Lord. And what have you done? You have mocked me, and I have told you I would not be mocked. I have told you that if you continually sow to the flesh, you would of the flesh reap corruption. Now hear me. Hear me, America. I am going to bring you down. I, the Almighty God, am now speaking it by the voice of a prophet ordained by me with his words in my mouth. You have spoken against him, but now you shall see that the vision and the burden of his heart that I have burned like holy fire in his bosom as he cried out to you to return, it shall come to pass. You are going to witness it with your own eyes. The Antichrist system is going to rise as Satan, knowing his time is short, and I am going to remove the restraints from him. I am going to remove the hindrances from him, and he is going to move. He is going to reveal himself, and he is going to demand that all worship him. And because you have blinded your eyes and you have already accepted his spirit, you will follow, and you will follow into destruction. You will follow into perdition. You will follow into terrible punishment and fear. Yea, amen. Men's hearts will fail them for fear as they look upon the thing that shall come upon the face of the earth. And there shall be a time of trouble, yea, quickly come to pass upon the face of the whole earth, such as there never has been in all of history before. It will be so devastating that there will not be a living person alive upon the face of the earth unless I intervene. And I have foreordained that at the proper time I will send my son Jesus, who will be revealed from heaven in flaming fire. He will take vengeance upon all of them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of Christ. Hear me, my little ones. If you are one of my children listening, yea, even to the voice that is speaking unto you now, I have told you in Psalms 91 to find the secret place. Shut yourself in with me. Come out from among the world. Come out from the false church system. Begin to isolate yourself in the secret place of the Most High, that thou mightest abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For only in my presence will there be protection. Only under my wings will there be a shield and buckler. Only in obedience to my word will there be strength, saith God. Hear me, my little ones. I have warned you also. Come out. Come out and be not a partaker of her sins. You cannot. You cannot continue to support the false church system. You cannot, my people, continue to support the religious system of your nation. It is corrupt. It is corrupt. They are the blind leading the blind. You must separate yourself. You will only be in unity by my spirit. You will come in oneness by the Holy Ghost. You will come into that perfect body by the crucifying of your flesh, by the separating yourself from this worldly things, setting your fetchings on things above. My little children, Come on to me. Come on to me. Hear my voice. I call unto thee. I call unto thee. Come. Come. You have argued. You have squabbled over your pet doctrines. I have told you in the past, and I tell you even now, that the foundation of God is standing sure. There is not going to be another foundational doctrinal truth. It is built upon the apostles and the prophets and Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. There is only one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one church, one way, and one God, and you must come that way. Let us lay aside every weight and every sin that doth so easily beset us. Run with patience now the race that is just before you, that you might endure and obtain the prize. Oh, quit your squabbling over the doctrines of baptisms and the laying on of hands, and go on now and seek that perfection that will make you to be qualified to be in the bride, in that church, in that glorious body that shall be gathered to meet the Lord as He returns back to this earth to reign and rule upon it for 1,000 years. Oh, my children, my people, I say unto you, the time is short. You have delayed already too long. You have allowed the holiday seasons to one more time intervene in your life and move you again away from your course, from your pressing into the kingdom. You must redeem the time. Wake up. Wake up, Christendom. Wake up, children of God, for the judgments of the Lord. And now in 1987 are going to be fulfilled heavily upon this nation. You will see them shortly come to pass. You will see a great upheaval in Washington, D.C. You will see a political turmoil that will shake our political process to its very cores. It will make Watergate look like a picnic. You are going to see a military confrontation that's going to cause the American people to lose heart. And there will not be home of the brave and land of the free any longer. You are going to see the American dollar collapse to such a degree that even the gold and silver standards shall become nothing. As I have spoken in my words, have I not said, go to now and weep, you rich men, for you have heaped to yourself treasures for the last days, and your gold and your silver is tankered, and you shall throw it in the street because it will lose its value, it will lose its power. You have looked for monetary strength, and now it shall be taken away. Hear me, my people, the day of judgment is at hand. The day of retribution is at hand. You have walked before me in total, complete rebellion and disregard to my words of holiness. You have spurned my cry of love. You have rejected my offer of mercy. You have walked in your own ways. I have spoken softly, I have cried aloud, and you said, we will not listen. We will not do that which He has asked us to do. You think I have not heard you? You honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. With your mouth you worship me, but in your deeds, in your lifestyle, in your actions, in the way you live, you dishonor me. You have even gone further than that. You have embarrassed me. You have used my name, and you have lived in such filth. You have practiced such unholy lifestyles. Think of it. Some of you dishonoring your bodies amongst yourself in homosexual liaisons and many adulterous states, and then you get up and say, it doesn't matter to me, O holy God. Think of it, you women who are ashamed of your womanhood, and you dress like men, and you walk around blandly smoking your cigarettes and bobbing off your hair and painting your face, and then you use my name and justify it. Think of it. I have told you to redeem the time, but you have spent hours in front of the TV watching the cesspools of this world, and then you go to church and say you love me. You lie. You tell not the truth, and I have heard your blasphemy. I have heard your arrogance, and I have had enough of it. I shall bring it to an end. I am going to bring my purchased church, my redeemed ones, those who have loved me and those who have given their lives for me and those who have denied themselves for my cause, and I am going to reward them. I'm going to allow them to see me deal with judgment upon you, and then I'm going to restore them into the kingdom with me. I'm going to bring it to an end. Judgment is in America today. It begins in the year 1987. It becomes reality because of the voice of my servant, the prophet, who has obeyed me to speak. Hear ye him.